Dr. Stinton said the volcano continues to be in low-level unrest with visible steam and gas output.
Well, as with the last few days and weeks, activity overnight has been quiet. There has been no eruption. I understand there was a message on WhatsApp last night suggesting that there had been. Well, I can categorically say there was no eruption last night. Activity has remained low. We've only had a few seismic events overnight. And the volcano just continues this sort of low-level sort of unrest with steaming visible and the gas output from the volcano.
The volcanologist said the activity taking place now is slightly different to that which took place prior to dome growth in December.
The seismic activity I think we're getting right now is as I said, it's very low numbers. And I think it is slightly different to what was occurring whilst the dome was growing or even prior to the onset of dome growth in December last year. And it's probably related to the steaming and the gas venting that we have occurring at the moment. So it's with this sort of persistent steaming and venting that we have, it does generate a little bit of a seismic signal and it shows up slightly differently to the extrusion of lava or the fracturing of rocks underground as the magma magma pressure builds up in the system below ground. So what we're seeing now is slightly different, but it's likely related to the steaming and gas venting that's occurring at the moment.
Dr. Stinton said some instruments were lost because of the eruption, but the team is still able to carry out its monitoring of the volcano. He said a colleague from Trinidad and Tobago will soon install new monitoring equipment.
We had instruments in Fancy and Oia. Those are working. We've been to inspect them and check them over. But we have problems with communications and regular power supply at the moment. So those are being investigated and worked on, hopefully. So we're still able to monitor the volcano. Obviously, we have a slightly lowered number of instruments that we would than we have had in the past. And in fact, a colleague of mine from Trinidad has arrived on island earlier this week, and his plan once he's out of quarantine is to begin to reinforce our monitoring network by installing more seismometers, also by installing tilt meters, which will measure effectively the swelling of the volcano, will look for swelling in the volcano to see if there's a build-up in pressure or not. And also one of his priorities is hoping to reinstall a seismic instrument close to the summit of the volcano.
That was head of the Lasso Frame monitoring team, volcanologist Dr. Adam Stinton. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Frame volcano update.